Extract 2. You hear two friends talking about ways of keeping fit. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Are you still going to the gym, Frank?
Yes, but not as often as I should be.
That's the problem, isn't it? I've heard that the dropout rate among gym members is very high, even in those really expensive luxury health centers. Anyway, gyms aren't the answer. I'm sure the real key is to build exercise into your daily routine by doing something simple like walking to the mall or taking the stairs rather than the elevator or doing sport. And another thing, people tend to think that a 60-minute workout entitles them to laze around for the rest of the day, or eat a lot and then undo all the good they might have done. But people who exercise little and often don't fall into the same trap.
That's all very well, Mary. But what about the people who don't give up on the gym and who actually feel the benefit and quite enjoy the comradeship? Each to his own, you know. If you just give it another shot, you might find it suited you too.
Are you still going to the gym, Frank?
Yes, but not as often as I should be.
That's the problem, isn't it? I've heard that the dropout rate among gym members is very high, even in those really expensive luxury health centers. Anyway, gyms aren't the answer. I'm sure the real key is to build exercise into your daily routine by doing something simple like walking to the mall or taking the stairs rather than the elevator or doing sport. And another thing, people tend to think that a 60-minute workout entitles them to laze around for the rest of the day, or eat a lot and then undo all the good they might have done. But people who exercise little and often don't fall into the same trap.
That's all very well, Mary. But what about the people who don't give up on the gym and who actually feel the benefit and quite enjoy the comradeship? Each to his own, you know. If you just give it another shot, you might find it suited you too.